Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Klayim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Aris, we have an Aris. Again, what's an Aris? I hope you know by now. It's where I'm, let's say, leaning the vines on a gate, or the branches of the vines on a gate, so that it follows a certain path. Aris, u'yoytzim in a kaisel, mitoich hakeren v'chola. Let's explain that we'll attach it in the words. There are a lot of different pirushim over here to try to explain what this Mishnah means. This other Batanur explains it. I have a gate, I have vines that are planted alongside the gate, and they're leaning on top of the gate. But the way it is, I'm looking at the gate. To the east, let's say to my right, there are three vines. Then there's a long empty space along the center of the gate, and to the left, to the west of the gate, there are another two vines. So I have an aris. There's a total of five vines over here. Shuyaitzim and akaisim. They're planted on the side of a wall. But they're mitoich hakeren. They're on the corners. They're on the two edges of my wall. Three to my right, by that corner, and two to my left, on the other corner. V'chol, in the middle of the wall, between the three to the right and the two on the left, just wall. No gefanim over there. So because there's such a hefsik between the three and the two, and in order for it to have a din of an aris, you need a minimum of five. It's not called an aris. Rather, we treat this as gefen yichidus, a separate gefen, and noisen le'avidasai, and we do what we do for any individual gefen that's not a karen. It just needs six tvachim for a person to stand there. Six tvachim on this side, six tvachim on the other side. You can plant all the space up along the empty wall between the three kfanim on the right and the two kfanim on the left. All I need is to move away six tvachim from the one on the right and six tvachim from the one on the left. Rabbi Yossi says, "Im ein shem arba amos, le'yavi zera l'shem." Rabbi Yossi holds you can't plant in a place where it's surrounded by vines unless you have four amos. If it's surrounded by vines, so whatever's in the area would much easier become buckled to the vines. This was a Yaisi sheet that we learned earlier about a geffen that's planted in a wine press or in a crack in the ground. Rabbi Yaisi said you can't plant there unless you have four amos. Memela, if you're not going to have four amos over here between my three on the right and the two on the left, according to Rabbi Yaisi, you can't plant it because it's surrounded by gefanim. Some say the Mishnah means something else. Some say the Mishnah means that my wall over here is like a resh or a dalet. And I have three along one side and two along the other side. So here the Mishnah is saying you're not mitzar of the five to form an aris. Many other pirushim in our Mishnah Bez Hashem Yisbarach, like we said, the purpose of here is to wet your appetite, and Bez Hashem Yisbarach, you have a lot to learn. When I say you, I mean me as well, all of us.